Welcome to the Michael Rivero What Really Happened radio program.
And welcome back to our show here, hour number two. The phone lines are full right now, so if you get disconnected or a busy signal, wait until one of the other callers finishes and then dial on in. We're talking with Layla in Canada, and you were just sort of wrapping up this story about George Washington visiting this synagogue, and they're still bragging about it, which makes a lot of sense.
Both he and Jefferson were visiting Newport, Rhode Island. There is a letter where the first community that he responded to a letter to was the Jewish community. But there's one thing there that is really important because it holds up the standard upon which the exploitive elite, Israeli Zionist elite, could have been stopped long ago. Washington's caveat is that they can live with no persecution. However, he requires only that they who live under its protection should demean themselves as good citizens in giving it on all occasions their effectual support. Demean in this case, I assume, means conduct themselves as good citizens. And instead of conducting themselves as good citizens of the U.S. and giving it their effectual support, instead they've been parasitizing the entire U.S. and the people who worked so hard and died building the U.S. that was a role model. And this has happened also in Canada and everywhere else that universal Israelite alliance took root. And so we have to recognize, first of all, that there are flaws because of the personal motivations of those who created the Constitution. Just like the Bible is not a perfect document and it has been revised repeatedly, it's time to look again and judge people by, are they actually demeaning themselves or conducting themselves as good citizens and giving the U.S. their entire effectual support instead of parasitizing it? And there's one other name of previous men who ran for the presidency. Ron Paul should never be forgotten. I mean, that man was one of the first to alert us to how much money was being drained off to support Israel. And it's time people really... I don't know. Maybe the U.S. has grown too large to be sustainable. Maybe it's time that people are partitioned. I don't know. I don't know what the answer is, but certainly violence is not the answer. And a cold reflection, cool, calm reflection of where things went awry, going back to the beginning, and then how to best arrive at some kind of answer to solve the crisis that's upon us. Anyway, I'll let you go.
I agree. Thank you for the phone call, Layla. We're going to switch over to Al in Canada. Hello, Al. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind today?
Hi, Mike. I'm always after Layla. It's strange. There's no such thing as equality, and there never will be.
There isn't.
It's a pipe drain. No. Even if you look at that that book, Brave New World, I mean, that's not even remotely close. I mean, it's just nonsense. This is the animal kingdom. We are living in the animal kingdom. There's no two ways about it. The strong survive. It's always been that way. And more than not, the strong prey on the weak. That's the way it works. I got something I want to sell you, and you have to have it, right? Even that way. So, online censorship, when you said that, Mike, you know what? It's everywhere now. Up in Canada, I mean, it's just brutal. Daily Mail, they censor, even though it says, this forum or the comment section is not moderated, that's pure, unadulterated bovine excrement. I posted something today on three different stories that anyone that votes for the Trojan Joe Biden deserves what they get. And it never went through under three different stories. So I don't know what word. There could have been some kind of algorithm there. Or maybe, they're actually looking at this stuff, especially now, because... I mean, anyone that posts, comments on a story, I mean, honestly, Mike, it's just something to do, right? For me, that's all it is. It's something to do. I don't really care. I'm not on Facebook or anything like that. And, of course, I'm not on CBC because I've been banned for life.
Yes.
Because, I called out, the people that are really running this country, and they live in Montreal. But anyway, that's basically all I wanted to say. Yeah, online censorship is alive and well, and it may get worse under, this liberal, this Trojan horse, Joe Biden. And
yes.
And it may get better if, Trump gets selected.
No, Biden's campaign has already said if he wins, they're going after the independent media. That's us.
That's you.
Yep.
Those are the people that are telling the truth. So there you go, right?
Yep.
It's kind of funny that they know you're around. I figured they'd be so self and, they're so full of themselves. Self-centered, that they wouldn't even realize that there are actually people that go to your website and people just like you out there, and
mm-hmm.
they're actually telling the truth and not this corporate media who are pulling their strings. So I know you got a lot of calls, Mike. I appreciate your time.
All right. Well, thank you very much for the phone call. We're going to switch over to Mark in California. Hello, Mark. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. Happy every day. The election. There should be, and I know it's too late now, but I mean, and this is within the realm of possibility. Not that it's worth anything, because I kind of think it's only lip service. But in terms of choosing a candidate, there should be a point system. In other words, if we're stuck with choosing what, has been called the lesser of two evils, there should be like a point system, like 1, 2, 3, three being we like him a lot, 2 being, well, he's okay, and 1 being, well, we're voting for him, but we have to kind of hold our nose when we do it.
Okay.
I think that would clear up you know what I mean? That would clear up a whole lot of this. Well, we're going to go for Trump or we're not going to go for him. If it's like kind of a 1, 2, 3, then, I'll take a risk and say it. Yeah, I voted for him or whatever. But it would be the number 1 because, I've got my issues. One of my biggest issues started way back when he first got elected. He did not lean on the Department of Justice and law enforcement or the judicial system enough. He did not lean on them enough when it came to people who committed violence against his own supporters.
Yes.
The very first week he was elected, that boy was kidnapped in Chicago and tortured and everything, I'm still not pleased with that. Those people should have got life, and I think they're walking around now. The chemical terror attack that was perpetrated on the hotel for the deplorable, remember that thing?
Yes, I remember that.
It's like, so as far as this election, it really boils down to you don't even have to like him. And really, I'm more pissed at him in terms of some policy. But in terms of personality, every time one of his campaigns come on, I can't help it. There's something he's going to say that's going to make me laugh. And I like it. And that, I told somebody this a month ago. I wanted to marry the guy years ago. As soon as he said the phrase fake news, that's it, we're done. I love you. It's like, mm-hmm. But... me being black, me living in L.A., me being part of the car community, and being surrounded by a bunch of Democrats, and me being absolutely in love with a lot of my peers, a lot of my Hispanic and friends or whatever, it's it's not a safe thing to express, man. And
no, it isn't.
If he lost votes, I think one of the reasons he's lost votes is because there are people out there who have been absolutely convinced that it's not a safe atmosphere to be a conservative. And should something happen, like, I can't remember the name. I want to say the Rittenbachers, but they're not there. But, you know, the couple that had the marauders on their front lawn, you know.
Yes,
and
I remember
we don't even have to use them. We can use anybody, like the trucker who really tried not to run anybody down, but at the end of the day, he ended up being the one that faced charges. I mean, anyone who doesn't watch antenna TV has got to see that there's been a clear message that's being sent from the left that doing violence on the right is okay, even if it's unprovoked, as long as it's because they're on the right. There's this unwritten, you know, rule that said it's okay. You know, I told you months ago how I'm still very disturbed about that speech that Maxine Waters gave when she said, confront them in the restaurants, confront them here, confront them there. You know, that whole slap a Nazi thing. You know, and I'm guilty too. I'm very guilty because I'm guilty of cowardice. Because in the black community, especially if you're around, you know, people who've been on the other side of the law, that kind of, you know, whatever. It's like any support for a cop who got a bad rap, any support when blacks openly went and talked to Trump, the way the other black community came out and, like, you know, doxed him, like they could actually somehow revoke your black card. And I hated that.
Yeah.
I told some person, like, listen, if you could revoke my race, if you can revoke my background, can you, like, make some alterations to me physically? Like, make me a little taller, make me a little smarter, make my IQ a little sharper while you're at it? I mean, you know, basically they can't. So some of the things I'm saying, people like Tom in Florida really should understand that I say these things at great risk to myself. Because
that's a big problem for Trump supporters.
Yes. And I'm in Beverly Hills once a month, and I've never seen the big pro-freedom rallies. I'll say pro-freedom because it's not even about Trump. Now it's about an ideology, okay? So I call it a pro-freedom rally, whatever. But this goes into another confusing factor. I kind of thought I kind of sort of had a handle on things and, of course, had some of the answers. And, I mean, it wasn't 6-7 months ago. I really got a monkey wrench thrown at me when it shouldn't matter, but it does, when I found out that Gavin McGinnis is a card-carrying, proud, flag-waving Zionist. And
okay.
That threw me for a loop. I mean, I thought he was maybe Canadian and not really American, but he was kind of the guy, like, hey, he's a guy that's not American, but he's cool because he's sort of like touting American values. And, like, he, you know, like a lot of my Hispanic friends, I view them as Americans. Even I know some of that are here. I did know people that were here illegally. And to me, they were very much American because of a value system and just a respect and a way of getting along. You know, we don't card our neighbors. You know what I'm saying? We just tend to know that they're our neighbors. And if the mail piles up, we know something's wrong. If we, you know what I'm saying?
I hear what you're saying. Mark, I need you to wrap up. I need you to wrap up here because we got a lot of callers waiting on the line that we need to get to.
Okay, really quick. Also, I'll give a little present to Tom in Florida. and actually even to Justin in Jersey. Trump's advertising campaign has been a little bit too soft. This would never fly, but this would be the kind of commercial if Tom saw this, he would stand up and clap and cheer. If you can visualize all the events that's happened in the last, like, you know, especially this last year with the violence, the walking up the street, waking up people, the demonstrations, the breaking the windows, all that dumb stuff. If you just roll that clip, and on top of that clip, you play the audio of the 70s boy band comedy, you know, Here You Come. I don't want to do a copyright violation. Walking down the street.
That's the monkeys.
And then at the very end of that, Trump would say, I'm Donald Trump and I approve of this message. Don't you know that would make the Dems' heads explode? It would never fly, you know, because they would immediately go to the whole racial thing. But I think it would be hilarious. And this is coming from a black guy, okay? You know, every
All
time
right.
when I look at the violence and the riots, I turn it down and I turn on that thing, and it's like it's apropos, okay?
All right. Well, Mark, I got to let you go. Mark, thank you very much for the phone call, but we've got to give other people their turn now. So let's switch over to Mark, another Mark in North Carolina. Hello, Mark in North Carolina. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. Hey, things are looking good right now for Trump. You know, from what I gather, the only thing I'm concerned about right now is these line balls, these slugs like this guy Shapiro in Pennsylvania. I think he's the attorney general there. Some of the statements he's making, they're going to try everything they can to cheat with these mail-in ballots. Now, I'll say this. I think what Trump should do, he's going to probably be declared the winner by most, normal people tomorrow, okay?
Yeah.
At the end of the night. He needs to do, though, is make it clear if they try any shenanigans with these suits, with these loose mail ballots, like even that Judge Sullivan there, is the same clown that's refusing to throw out the charges on Mike Flynn.
Yeah.
That they will not get away with it, that he will not only won't he leave office, he should make an appeal to patriots, volunteers, and say, you stand by me. We will not let them steal our country. We will not let them steal this election. And if that means, to arms, millions of American patriots and what you might want to call militias, or you might even want to call in, if it's a constitutional sheriff, posses, citizen posses that sheriff forms, whatever it takes, we cannot let them steal this election, because this is going to be, I think this is going to be an overwhelming landslide. Everything looks to me like the amount of people that are coming out to vote that are telling, the so-called virus to go pep itself. These people are coming out to vote. These key people are Trump voters. And it's going to be, I believe, everything's pointing to an overwhelming Trump victory. Now, I'll say, I want to say one other thing, too, about with Trump. Okay?
Okay.
Hopefully he's going to change some of his foreign policies if he's reelected. When he's reelected, because it looks like it's going to be way more to him. And one thing he should keep in mind with his his Middle East policy is based all on Israel, Netanyahu, Zionism.
Okay, you got 30 seconds, Mark.
Okay, just look at Shapiro and think of Shapiro. You think people like Shapiro on your side? So stop supporting the Zionists. If you do nothing else, if you win re-election, leave Syria alone, leave Iran alone. That's all I got to say, Mike.
All right. Well, thank you very much for the phone call here. We're going to take another break for commercials. We've got more callers waiting on the line, and we will be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
Welcome back to our show here, and the lines are full right now, so let's go to Bruce in Texas. Hello, Bruce. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yes, sir. I hear me because I'm calling on a new line for the first time.
I can hear you fine, and you're on the air.
Great. Okay. Yeah. Hello, Paul. I'm sure you're still listening. Have you noticed that Paul has never mentioned who actually is on the ballot for the Constitution Party?
I think he did in an earlier phone call. Yeah.
Did he? Okay. It's Don Blankenship. Do you remember him?
Yes.
Massey Energy? Yeah. He's the guy that, under his... tyrannical leadership, he killed 29 coal miners through negligence, and he actually did a year in jail for that accident. It's a huge mess, and he ran the place by all accounts, by his employees, and even his housekeeper said that he would grab her by the arm and throw food around and yell at her. And And this guy, in 2016, he quit the Republican Party because he was a never-Trumper, you know, the Club of Growth type people. And so he's a top contributor to the Constitution Party. So this is just a vote scam. I mean, I'm all for more parties, but this is not viable. This is BS. And just like Gary Johnson in 2016, he was also trying to pull votes from the Never Trumpers. You know, he was part of that organization as well. And that was exposed back then. So let's just keep this in mind. You know, if he, I'm pretty positive that if no one's going to vote, listen to this show, if they have half a brain, you might as well just stay at home, you know, but at least, you know, don't sit on your butt. Go vote for Trump. That's all I got to say on the matter. You know, Don Blankenship, just Google him, and you know what I'm talking about. That's all I got. Let the other callers come on.
All right. Well, thank you very much for the phone call. We're going to switch over to Lauren in Ohio. Hello, Lauren. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I hear so much frustration, and mostly it's because we feel helpless to do anything. But you've got all the power in the world. The opposite of live is evil, and that's what's going on. We are doing the opposite things that required for life. You know, vaccines, GMO food, prescription drugs. You know, they know darn well a little tetracycline will stop this little machine. This is mycoplasma. This is old stuff. I keep telling people, please read the paper. Mycoplasma, the linking pathogen in neurosystemic diseases. It's by Professor Don. Read it. It's right on the front page. Mycoplasma. It's AIDS. When you look at this pathogen, it's got AIDS, Ebola, MERS, SARS, and one more pathogen. I can't remember the name of it. But Dr. Sherry Rogers talks about it. You know, she's a medical doctor with 4 board specialties. Okay, she has to take a week off for each specialty to study the lies. She has to write on the test, pass the test. She's an old lady, 50 years in practice. This is a mycoplasma pathogen-based weapon system. They patent it with this coronavirus so that they can say, oh, we have to stop it. There's no need to stop it. The survival rate is 99.98%. Unless you're over 65, and then it's 94.5%. And guess what? People die. If you don't take your care of your health, people die. That's called life. Not to mention all the lies that they're telling us. And that's what I mean. It's our fault because we keep accepting the lies. We keep participating. It's like this election. The polls say it's neck and neck. We have to wait for the results. You don't have to wait for the results. I was driving up and down the road this weekend. People, Trump parades everywhere. Riding in cars, flags waving, you know. He can go to a town and 50,000 people stand there to hear him. I mean, come on, man. Joe Biden is a pedophile. He's committed treason against this nation. Multiple countries have him with, you've got all the letters, the blackmail, the payoffs, you know, Hunter Biden whining about the spy chief. You know, he's disappeared. Well, yeah, I guess he would disappear if the government does its darn job and protects us against military invasions from foreign countries. Yeah, good. But the whole point is, this is a guy? Are you kidding me? There was a woman, they had this woman, and she was just crying. You could tell the pain that she was in, because she said she cast her vote for Biden because she just has to stop Trump. But she knows Biden's a pedophile, and she just, and I mean, you could just see this woman just, this is what it is when you get this cognitive dissonance going on. When you're trying to hold two beliefs that are polar opposites, and in your heart you want to think you're a good person. You put a lot of time and energy into trying to make this system work the way that they presented it. But the problem is, it's a lie. Now, with regard to what Layla said, we are created equally free. We're equally free under God to have free will and to run our own lives. It doesn't mean we all come with the same faculty. Some are tall, some are short, some are black, some are white, some are, you know. But the point is that between you and God, you and the Creator, how whatever you want to call him, that's who you got to answer to. Not to other men. No other man created you. We're here because we all want to be free and run our own lives. And then we put a constitution together and a Declaration of Independence that says, for the purpose of government, governments are instituted among men to defend these rights, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
All right, Lauren, I'm going to have to let you go. I'm sorry. We got to take another break for commercials. More callers waiting on the line, and we will be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
extend your life with Extendovite.
After about a month of Extendovite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, this is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
If you've got the money, honey, we got the bombs. We'll plant them anywhere you like and blow up in L1. Whip this world into a frenzy, killing babies, dads, and moms. If you've got the money, honey, we got the bombs. If you've got the money, well, we won't say we did. The towers.
Welcome back to our show here. We're going to go right back to the phones here to Miles in Maine. Hello, Miles. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Michael. Yeah, you know, I just love that spirit of Lauren. And my hat's off to Bruce, because for the past probably 6 months, I've been talking about these people that come and just espouse this Constitution and anything, any other party, except to avoid doing, getting down on the ground floor and doing some work and turning the Republican Party around. And, you know, Bruce hit it off perfect. You know, here they go. They're supporting a guy they know nothing about. Oh, get out here.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, third party. Vote Constitution. I'm voting Constitution Party, and I'm proud. I don't know what the guy stands for, but I'm proud as hell. You know, and here you go. And I've seen this over and over. I've seen them support these guys. Oh, they're the Constitution Party, or they're the Libertarian Party. Oh, by the way, we're anti-gun and we're open borders and all this other nonsense. Really, that's what you want? And the guy, Paul, that called, I mean, unbelievable. I mean, he doesn't know a difference. He doesn't see any difference in the spending in Obama, who bailed out the auto industry and took perfectly good cars and destroyed them and wouldn't even let them take cars and be repurchased on the market. I mean, really? You don't see a difference? You don't see a difference in the federal appeals court judges and the judges Trump appointed? You don't see a difference in Trump's Second Amendment approach to things? You don't see a difference in the way Trump has tried to handle immigration when they called him, said he was racist because he wanted to put up a wall. I mean, you don't see any difference there, really? I mean, really, you guys? Come on now. Let's take another look at this. You know, and this, you know, it's just so ridiculous. It's not about being perfect because none of these guys are ever going to be perfect. This is not the Ozzie and Harriet world anymore. And I hate to tell you. And we're not going to have no more George Washingtons and Thomas Jeffersons for a long, 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 never in our lifetime. But Trump at least gives us a step there to where we can, you know, hopefully pull in a Supreme Court justice that just might help us out when we least expect it, or, you know, something of that, or promote maybe the next Ron Paul or somebody like that. But are you kidding me? You're going to put in Biden and get what? Misery? I mean, we already know he hates you. He supports Antifa. He supports Black Lives Matter. I mean, really? And this is, and your vote doesn't matter? Honestly. That's all I got to say, Michael. Thank you. And you know what? One other comment. Not only
yes.
would Tom tear up Joe Biden, I think 99.9 of your audience would have Biden in an insane asylum with just two or three questions. Have a great show, Mike. Bye-bye.
All right. Well, thanks an awful lot here, and we're going to switch over to Nathan in Northern California. Hello, Nathan. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind today?
Oh, hi, Mike. Just real quickly, you've mentioned before that, you know, Trump didn't straighten out the elections. You know, he had this election fraud committee set up, and he really didn't do anything.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Well, you know, if you Google states refuse to cooperate with Trump's election committee, okay, mm-hmm. if you Google that, the things that come up are 15 states refuse to cooperate with Trump, 45 states, 44 states. I mean, it wasn't a slam dunk to straighten out these elections because these states are not, you know, willing to cooperate. And so what do you have to do? I mean, you have to sue these states to get the voter rolls. I mean, and then they appeal it, and then you have to go through that process, and then you got to go all the way up to the Supreme Court. Straightening out the elections is, you know, it's just a stupid thing that's not doable.
Well, the first thing we can do is we can have much more stringent punishments for election fraud, like the Democrat who was inside a polling place handing out Democratic literature. That's electioneering. It's already illegal. That guy should have been arrested and thrown in jail. And that's a big part of the problem with election fraud. Is every time somebody's caught committing election fraud, nothing happens to them. They tend to skate away.
Yeah, okay. Steve Bannon was talking about something like that this morning. And by the way, Steve Bannon, the War Room, he's got a show tonight on Election Eve, you mm-hmm. know, this whole election. I guess it comes on at 4 o'clock Pacific time and 7 o'clock Eastern time, but he's going to be covering
okay.
the election.
That's when the polls close.
Huh? Yeah. So
the East Coast polls close.
Yeah. Well, anyway, one other comment on Social Security. Social Security, as far as you know, messing around with it, goes back to Lyndon Johnson, and he dipped into the Social Security fund to help finance the Vietnam War. So that's,
yes,
you know, something to think
no, a
about
lot
it.
Of presidents have done it, but the Clintons did it to an unprecedented degree. We're talking billions and billions of dollars. And
yeah.
That's why Social Security is in trouble now, because the baby boomers that cash set aside had been intended for, it's not there anymore, and the baby boomers are retiring. I know, I'm one of them.
Yeah, me too.
It's just not there.
Yeah, I know.
That's another reason the government is having to borrow more money from the Federal Reserve, you know, is to keep that obligation to the American people.
Yeah, okay. Well, one last thing, and I'll get off. You know, these Trump bashers that you have on your show, you have Trump basher Layla, Trump basher Mark, Trump basher David, Trump basher Paul, Trump basher mm-hmm. Dustin, you know, Trump basher Jim, and a number of others. I mean, I refuse to listen to these people. I absolutely refuse to listen to them. The nicest thing they all can do is to check into a hospital and quietly die. Just go away. Get off the planet and get out of the galaxy. And I'm
well, don't sugarcoat it like that. Tell us how you really feel.
I'm an ex-listener, huh?
I said, don't sugarcoat it like that. Tell us how you really feel.
Well, I'm glad you got a sense of humor. Here's how I really feel. I mean, David, you know, he calls the Trump people deranged. I think David should check into an institution and stay there until the sun freezes. Just get out. You know, these people are, to me, as a Trump supporter, and I'm not saying Trump is perfect, but I am saying as a Trump supporter, I refuse to listen to them. And Mark has come on and said that you and him and Dustin and Layla can run the country better than Trump. I mean, you've got to be kidding me. You've got to be kidding me. That is one of the stupidest things I've ever heard on
your
show.
Well, now I'm insulted.
Huh?
Now I'm insulted.
Well, I didn't mean to insult you, but I'm talking about reality.
Yes, where's that drop button?
Huh? Nothing, Michael, that's my two cents. I mean, I really don't listen to these people. And one last comment. My father was a chef, and I heard him, I don't know, maybe 30, 40 years ago. He said, you know, when somebody complains about the soup being too salty, he said, you really ought to pay attention to that. Because there was probably 25 to 50 other people that felt the soup was too salty. They just didn't say anything. And so I'm trying to tell you from my point of view that, you know, these people are very irritating. I don't want to listen to them. And I really hope you clean up some of these callers and get some fresh blood in here. And maybe I'll come back.
Well, I think once this election and its confusion is over, I think that problem is going to correct itself.
Okay. Well, good luck to you, and thank you very much for taking the call.
All right. Thank you very much here. The phone lines are open, area code 512-248-8252, and we're going to switch over to Tom in Florida. Hello, Tom. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yes. Yeah, Michael. Aloha. Good day to you. Yeah, Mike, first off, there's some good news here in Dade County. Looks like Trump's really pulling up now. You have a little quick snap of what's going on that Trump is – everybody's going to the polls right now to vote. It looks like Trump's going to win it here in Dade County. And if he does Dade County, he's going to win the rest of the state. That's the good news. But here, Mike, here's what I want to talk about. You know, the Miami Herald the other day, I called the earlier show. Early this morning I called the show, but 2 days ago they had in the Miami Herald in the Fort Lauderdale Sun Sentinel that there's over 500,000 witches putting a hoax on President Trump. And the Democratic Party wants to act like they're all righteous and all that. And they have witches. I didn't know so many witches lived in the United States. And they're promoting, they're doing all this witchcraft and voodoo or whatever. And they're going to try to hoax the president. What kind of nonsense is that? And you got these bumbling.
Well, it is nonsense. I mean, they tried to do that back in 2016 and it didn't work. You know, and I don't want to, you know, get on anybody's case about what they choose to believe in life. But, you know, it's like voodoo. There's not a lot there. And like I said, back in 2016, they tried the same thing. And obviously it didn't take.
Well, Mike, you know, to me, like you say, that's disgusting. I mean, you got all these freak shows going after Trump. You got the demon rat party, the tyrannist. I call them tyrannists. They're tyranny. That's what they are, the Democrats. That's what they stand for, tyranny.
Yeah.
Tyranny.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they are. And it's absurd. And, you know, the last caller was a very good call. He made a lot of great points that last call. And Miles always makes great calls. Miles, man, I'll tell you, he makes some really wonderful calls. And, you know, Mike, to see what's going on here with this country, with this election, I've got one lady. She was awesome, too, Shane. You know, she's seen all these parades and all that. And we still got to hear all the dirty narrative from all these leftist communists. Google's full of crap. Google, why isn't Dustin called in about the 30,000 women, almost 30,000 women in New Jersey going to have a voice because of Facebook? That's disgusting in itself, Mike. Google.
Yes.
Who's running all these Zog? It's Zog. This is what this is. It's Zog agents. Who is this? Who is this, Mike, running this? Who is this? I mean, we really got to get to the point. How much craziness more do we got to hear from all these? What, look, Mike, like I told you a year ago, until we get somebody buying the media, one of these ABC, CBS, or NBC, we're always going to hear the same narrative. Oh, Biden's winning. If you had one of those major networks that were in control of Donald Trump's narrative, he would be winning this thing by 99% right now. But you have all three of those networks controlled by, I don't know who they are, Mike. Maybe you do. But if Donald Trump just had one of those major networks on prime time, he would win this in a landslide, just like I told you about Uncle Tom.
Well, the word is he's going to start his own network. And I imagine if he wins re-election, he'll put it off for a few years. If he loses the election, though, he's going to start his own news network, and I'm going to send him a resume.
Well, you know what? I'm going to send him $500, Mike. I'll send him money.
Send
you money. I already did. I'll send more money. I'm retired. Three more weeks, I'll be retired. I'm getting the heck out of this area where I'm at. It's crazy. Well, thank you. I appreciate that. And, you know, Mike, I just got to say this, and I'll let you go. I know you got another call. But, you know, Mike, this election here is the most imperative election in my lifetime. I mean, if you have a Kamala Harris who will be the president within 6 months and you have gas at $5 a gallon, I want to hear all these liberal New Englanders call in your show. They won't. Because guys like me and the other call and other Miles and all these other great callers, we're not going to put up their ridiculous say, you've got to say that, I can't vote. And you know what? It's true. Dustin's right. Well, he's going to sit out the election. He's not going to vote. His vote doesn't count because he's in a blue state, Mike. Like when you're in Hawaii, mm-hmm. your vote doesn't count. You're in Indiana, your vote does count. And it really matters that your conservative viewpoints do get out to the forefront. But in all these leftist blue states, forget it. You're never going to have that luxury. I don't know how you can feel knowing you go to the polls and no matter what your vote doesn't count. You're overwhelmed. You are overwhelmed by the blue state blues. That's what I call it, the blue state blues. It's always your blue.
Okay.
Blue in the face. So, this is hope. After tonight, Mike, or Saturday, whenever it does end, that Trump is comes out, he prevails in this thing, and it keeps the Sons of Liberty keep going on, and we don't have to have the nonsense of the Sons of Tyranny. That's all I got to say, Mike. Actually, thank you for your time, and have a wonderful day. And let's play for this our country and our great nation, and let's pray that we can pull this out. That's all I can say.
All right. Well, I certainly hope you're right here, and I'm just very concerned over a possible Biden-Harris administration here. All right, back to the phones here. First of all, the phone lines are open. Area code 512-248-8252. We got about 12 minutes left in the show, and we're going to go to Joe in Tennessee. Hello, Joe. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. Voted for Trump today. First time I voted for the same guy for president since Reagan. And this is definitely Tennessee country, so it's hard for me to tell what's going on anywhere else. As far as there was a lot of lines, a lot of nods. I wore my MAGA hat, and but I wanted to talk about this canard that I keep hearing repeated about the two parties are just the same, and they missed the whole point of Trump and what Trump has done. Yeah, 2010, 2012 is calling the guy in New Jersey. They want their Romney back because, that you're right. When it's Romney and Obama, you're right. The parties are the same. But Trump has hijacked the Republican Party. He's turned it from a globalist party to a nationalist party. When some of these people that call in, they're both the same. When would you ever think you've heard a president that was actually elected even say America first after what they did to Pat Buchanan? To say that they're the same, it's almost retarded. And it's an insult to your caller's intelligence. And I think maybe you should challenge him a little bit more there's a few people they call, it's all the same, why even bother? I'm going to vote third party because they're the only ones with any integrity. What are they talking about? I mean, the fact is, Layla really hit the nail on the head the other day when she said globalism and Zionism are basically in common. And there's a good reason to be a nationalist populist if you're anti-Zionist, and that is when you take away from globalism, you take power away from Zionism. And I think that's what Trump represents to me. Yes, there are a lot of Jews in his administration. Yes, a lot of them are like pro-Israel, but that doesn't mean they can't be nationalists and non-globalists. And it's really globalism is the enemy. And most globalists are Zionists, and most Zionists are globalists. So by fighting globalism, you're fighting Zionism. And also to not understand that what Donald Trump has done to the Republican Party is the only way you can succeed in a two-party system, which is hijack it, take it over, change it from a globalist establishment, blue blood Wall Street party to a populist nationalist working man's party. And that's what Trump has done to the Republican Party. Yeah.
Joe, I got to put you on hold. Don't hang up. We got to take our last commercial break today. I got to reconnect our video. And we'll be right back.
Is your property a financial burden and causing you grief? Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry. We have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. Or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
Extend your life with
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispico's, 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Working two jobs ends never seem to meet. She often goes hungry, so her babies can't eat. Fatherless son wears torn clothes to school. We're making fun of him's the only golden rule. She doesn't know she's a favorite daughter. If someone wants to help her.
And welcome back to our show. Last segment of our program on this election day here. We're talking with Joe in Tennessee. And Joe, go ahead and wrap it up.
Well, I just wanted to thank Miles and the guy from California and then Tom I mean, having all four of us in a row, it really did an exorcism for some of the lunatics that had called in earlier, as far as I'm concerned. They made a lot of, at least their rational thoughts and not unbalanced, and their defendable positions. I mean, some of these people, they call in, and I just can't believe what I'm hearing. It's just, they have such an agenda. You know, the one thing I've always said about Trump is that he makes people expose themselves, and he mm-hmm. does that not just on a national level, but on a personal level. You can, it's like the ugliness or the people, they show who they are, and it mm-hmm. really does. It's really true. I mean, that one guy calling from New Jersey talking about Trump, you know, and how much money he's spending. I mean, I remember him calling up about closing down the country. Him and Dustin were two of the biggest Karens out there, you know. So, yeah, so you want to shut down the country, and then Trump's got to expend money to, like, help the people out. And then, oh, look at Trump with his deficits. You know, imagine the deficits if Trump had shut down the country even more than those clowns up in New Jersey wanted, you know? So it's just unbelievable, the hypocrisy, but at the same time, they really do expose themselves as deranged Trump haters. There's no other reason for it. I mean, I know them calling in about immigration. We got to stop immigration. Well, you got a president that's stopping it. You know, you got a president that's building a wall, and he was fought tooth and nail. But no, just move on to the next thing. Now it's the deficit. Now for years it was the wall. You know, and I just hope that if Biden does win, he puts a Section 8 house right next to all up there in New Jersey, so all those Somalians can move into those neighborhoods where Dustin and the other guy live. You know, because then they're going to see the difference between Trump and Biden. And they mm-hmm. won't have their guns to be able to defend themselves. So it's just ridiculous on so many levels. But I'll leave it at that, Mike. And happy election day. Let's hope Trump sews this thing up tonight so we can have some stability and the markets and everything can stay calm.
Oh, well, that's certainly a consummation devoutly to be wished here, although the stock market had a good day today. Thank you for the phone call, Joe. Now, John Stadmiller is going to be doing an extra long program tonight covering election results. The East Coast polls close an hour from now. He's going to be joined by Steve Elkins until 9 p.m. tonight. And then in the fourth hour, Don Campbell is going to be joining him as well. So they're going to be keeping an eye on what is going on out there with the elections. So you want to stay tuned for that. And again, I hope that Trump wins in a landslide tonight so it doesn't turn into another 2000-esque debacle. But again, Pennsylvania is going to be a key state to keep an eye on. Okay, so please spread the word of Republic Broadcasting Network. Please spread the word of whatreallyhappened.com. Please donate. We're literally in a war against the corporate media to keep the truth out there, going out there to the American people. And should be hearing some music right about now. There it is. Okay. All right. So we'll be back tomorrow, and hopefully we'll have some definitive news about the election results. Aloha, America.
Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen plan to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love, It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.